T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The president made clear yesterday, we are committed to an orderly transition.
They wanted to neutralize Donald Trump.
She has concluded that we need a government commission to shut down media outlets that might criticize her.
There's absolutely a commission that's being discussed.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need.
The best thing you can do is continue to elect more Republicans.
And you get a check, and you get a check, and you get a check. Welcome to the Joe Biden Show. Hey, good morning to you. It's Friday. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Great.
Snow coming today, a little bit of it. I heard Murray say, could seem heavy at times, but it won't be here for very long.
Denise, what's the word he just used?
We're getting squalls.
Squalls. Mark,
a squall.
As a former TV news anchor, do you know what a squall is?
Isn't that what a baby does?
Yeah. Sounds like something a bird would do to me, but
I'm trying to be as meteorologically correct as I can.
Squall.
Here.
I
just assume that means brief moments of heavy snow that look like a whiteout and then it'll be gone. We do have some folks on Facebook this morning commenting that they've already got some, some snow that's causing some problems down in the Cuba area. Mm-hmm. And it looks like on my radar, I'm not a meteorologist and I never played one on TV, that there's also a line that just passed through Steelville and maybe heading over toward Potosi and DeSoto, and maybe the folks down south are getting it a little worse right now.
A squall is a sudden violent gust of wind or localized storm, especially one bringing rain, snow, or sleet.
Ooh, that sounds intense.
But it also, as a verb, is a baby crying.
Could also be whenever a certain congresswoman from New York opens her mouth. I mean, there's a variety of definitions there. Depends on how you're using it in a sentence. Anyway, it's so much went on yesterday that it's hard to keep up with all of it. The president's got, 5 days left in office? I think that's what it is now.
Yes.
And yesterday, he finally announced what John Solomon and Sean Hannity and a lot of people have been calling for a couple of years now, and that was to declassify all of the documents from the Russian investigation, the fake Russian collusion investigation. It's coming. He's done it. We don't have it yet. We don't have all of it, but we do have some insight into some of it because John Solomon has been reporting on this and he's got sources of what's going to be in there. There's going to be a lot in there, but this is probably the most important thing you're going to hear out of that document dump. Go to cut 21.
I'm trying.
It is set in stone by Christopher Steele's own admission a year later that the reason he leaked, the reason they set the narrative into the marketplace, even though the evidence was bogus, was that, yes, I'm not making this up, they wanted to neutralize Donald Trump. That is consistent with intercepts that the CIA briefed President Obama on in the summer of 16. But Christopher Steele, in his own words, a man who knows why he leaked, why he did the information he did, says, tells it to the FBI. That is a significant revelation that's going to come out of these documents. The entire Russia collusion investigation was predicated on a dirty trick to protect Hillary Clinton from her own email and Russia liabilities.
We've basically suspected that for a long time. Here's the scary part of what John Solomon just told you. They called Christopher Steele in 2017 at some point. So a year after he dumped the Steele dossier, which was in June or July of 2016, and they interviewed him. And he told them he was primarily tasked with building this dossier to counterbalance the Hillary Clinton email scandal so they had something to attack Donald Trump on. In 2018 and 2019, the Mueller report consumed this nation. The Mueller investigation consumed all of the air in the room in the media with horrible allegations, with a shifty shift getting on TV every day and making completely unfounded allegations about this president, tarring and feathering him. And the FBI, somebody at the FBI knew then that it was all made up. That is the definition of the deep state right there. Well, we're going to get the documents. They're coming. I'm glad the president has done this in his final hours in office, because somebody needed to do this. The fact that this had not been released earlier is just unbelievable to me. I'm just telling you. So kudos to John Solomon for reporting on that. He was on Hannity last night explaining more of what he thinks may be coming out, including some interesting information on one of the key witnesses in the impeachment hearing. Was one of the people feeding information to Christopher Steele for the fake dossier, providing sources for him for the fake dossier, and turned around and then testified against Donald Trump in the separate impeachment trial over the Ukraine. There are some deep state actors around here that we have no idea who they all are. Can I just tell you that? Hey, also, the St. Louis County Council dropped a bomb yesterday. The four members, you know, we had Mark Carter on yesterday, Tim Fitch on the day before. Four of the members have called a meeting for this afternoon, mm-hmm. which they can do because they have a quorum. Mm-hmm. And they're going to vote on a new county council chair. This may be must-watch Zoom call today.
Can I
just tell you that? Because Lisa Clancy is not going to go quietly into that good night. She's trying to hold on to power for the sake of Sam Page. But the four of them are going to get together and vote. They've called the meeting. They've informed the public. And there ought to be some fireworks today at the St. Louis County Council. So I can't wait to hear what goes on there. I think it's at 4:30 this afternoon. Is that
what I heard, Denise?
Yeah. So be sure and
stay
tuned.
Do we expect that Lisa Clancy will be at the meeting?
Yes. Oh, she said she's going there to chair it, which should be interesting.
Okay.
Since she's about to be replaced.
This could definitely be must-watch Zoom TV.
That's what I mean. This should be good stuff. The new council members will be there and all that good stuff. Hey, quick break here. Have you wondered about COVID? Have you wondered about everybody making fun of the president when he called it the Wuhan virus and the China virus and how dare you and, you know, you're xenophobic and all this garbage? Guess what's going on in Wuhan, China right now? They've got an international team in there conducting an investigation into this Kraken virus breaking loose. And we're going to talk to Tanya J. Powers and get you an update right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The team has a lot of work and a lot of focus on this particular issue, but we also need to give them the space and the support to focus on the much bigger picture, because it is not going away. The U.S. is extremely divided. Our platform is showing that every single day, and our role is to protect the integrity of that conversation and do what we can to make sure that no one is being harmed based off that. And that is the focus, and that is the color we wanted to provide.
Well, get ready. That was Jack Dorsey. Project Veritas released that yesterday, talking about the fact that the president's account is just the beginning. And they're going to be doing this for a long time in terms of squelching political speech that they don't agree with. So just get used to it from the folks at Big Tech. And kudos again to James O'Keefe for bringing this stuff. He promised more of it. He was on with Hannity last night. And he promised there'll be more of that information coming out today. So when it comes out, we'll have it for you right here. In the meantime, I mentioned COVID and the investigation into how it all got released to begin with. There's a team of investigators in China right now. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has been covering that story, and she's joining us live this morning. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, so this has got to be a little bit politically touchy, I would think, that the Chinese even allowed a team of investigators into Wuhan.
Yeah, this has taken quite a few months of diplomatic wrangling to get them over there. The WHO, head actually, kind of got impatient with the Chinese about taking so long and dragging their feet and getting this, the details nailed down of when the team could go. This team is made up of international researchers. It is folks from the U.S. and Australia, Japan, Germany, Britain, Russia. I mean, there's quite a few involved here. There were 15 of them. Two of them did not get to go at the last second from Singapore because they tested positive for coronavirus antibodies. They'll be retested before they can go back because, obviously China is keeping a firm grip on who comes in and who has the virus and, that kind of thing. This is something that, a lot of people keep going, well, what are they going to find out a year after this started? That is generally the question I've been getting today. Who knows, first of all, but, you're probably not going to find out anything unless you do actually go and check it out. There is the a couple of important things that they have there. One of those is the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and it has an archive of genetic sequences of bat coronaviruses. They started building this after the 2003 SARS pandemic, They are hoping to get some access to the data and the logbooks and talk to the researchers there, find out what their safety protocols for sample collection is and analysis and storage and all of how it works. That is one of the things that they're wanting to do. They've got a quarantine for 14 days first. They're already starting to begin work with their counterparts there with video conferencing, so it's not like they're just hanging around in a hotel room. But they are probably going to visit a seafood market, which was the site of one of the cluster cases in December of 2019, where all of this kind right. of, you know, we started hearing about this. They're hoping to also, like I said, get access to the Institute of Virology to help answer some questions.
Interesting. You know, it strikes me that they also need to do an audit of that computer system to see what's been deleted in the last 12 months. Very strange. You know, there've been allegations, suggestions that the guy that runs the WHO is only in that position because of his connection to the Chinese government. I mean, I just wonder, even when they issue this report, how much credibility people are likely to assign to it.
Well, that's a good question. I really don't know about his ties. I'm sure that there are going to be some people who don't, you know, don't believe it, don't take any of the facts from it. That's totally up to them. But you know, this is at least they've gotten over there. Let me put it that way. This is, like I said, not a group from one country. This is an international group of researchers. And, you know, maybe they'll be able to find out some information. It's going to take a while, though. They're saying this could be like a month-long thing at least.
Wow. Well, I appreciate the update on that, Tanya. Good to know that they finally got somebody on the ground over there a year later at least. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yep, you bet. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers there reporting on the global team of researchers that have finally found their way to Wuhan, China.
Isn't it crazy that it took a year?
Yeah.
Oh my. Not with the Chinese government, as the way they've tried to cover this up and control it, and
right.
the fact that people that originally broke the news to the world have mysteriously died. I'm surprised they've even allowed somebody in there now. But I mean, that would be like, you know, us taking some sort of a mass murder situation here in the United States and waiting a year to let FBI investigators go in and see if they can solve the crime.
Right.
All of the trails of evidence are going to be cold. Many of them have probably been deleted or changed, and they're going to have no way of knowing that. I think this is some sort of attempt to probably polish this up so it doesn't look like China did anything on purpose. But
hopefully here they find something that's real.
We're still dealing with the fallout over here, and we're going to spend billions, trillions to make you feel better about it under Joe Biden, it looks like. Wow. Hey, we'll get a check on the markets coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And more on a story developing out of the city of Maplewood. Stay tuned.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back. You know, interesting that a local city council is cracking down on police officers who dare to use the term Blue Lives Matter or suggest that Blue Lives Matter on their union website. We're going to talk more about that coming up here and just kind of give you a heads up of what's going on in that situation. And that's all still ahead this morning. First of all, though, again, we're keeping a close eye on what the markets are doing in the light of what's happening up in Washington, D.C. We've got Jennifer Koshinka joining us live this morning. with more on that. Good morning to you, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. Good, good, good. It's Friday.
Good.
Yes. It's Friday. Amen.
It's Friday. Isn't that great?
Yes.
You got? Have you bought your Powerball ticket yet?
No, I'm not into that.
Oh, man. Yeah, but it's like $800 million.
What are my chances? One in 200,000 billion.
Well, that's true. My son bought one the other day, paid $2 for it. And I'm like, he said, should I have bought more? I'm like, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the $5, $10, $20, it's not going to matter. No,
absolutely not.
What's happening out there?
All right, futures are modestly lower after President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan, and investors prepare for the kickoff of earnings season with results due from several big banks today. Data on December retail sales will offer more insight into the strength of consumer spending and the severity of the broader economic slowdown at the end of the year. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the U.S. is a long way from a strong job market, an indication the central bank's easy money policies will remain in place for the foreseeable future. Last Friday's jobs report, which showed the U.S. lost 140,000 payroll positions in December, pushes the central bank farther into its goals, though many economists expect the economy to rebound this year as a COVID-19 vaccine is distributed through the population. A Wall Street Journal survey of forecasters projects the economy will grow 4.3% this year, and the unemployment rate will drop from 6.7% in December to 5.3% by the end of the year. As vaccinations continue across the country, some companies are offering financial incentives to encourage their workers to get the shots. Instacart says it will provide a $25 stipend for workers who get the vaccine. It joins others, including Trader Joe's and Dollar General, which plan to pay workers extra if they get vaccinated. Toyota is set to pay a $180 million fine for longstanding violations of the Clean Air Act, the largest civil penalty ever levied for a breach of federal emissions reporting requirements. From 2005 to 2015, the automaker failed to report defects that interfered with how its cars controlled tailpipe emissions. Apparel retailer Christopher & Banks, which caters to women over 40, is the latest clothing chain to file for bankruptcy protection. The Minneapolis-based company says it expects to close a significant portion, if not all, of its brick-and-mortar stores. Store closing sales have begun at all Christopher & Banks stores nationwide, including one in St. Louis, with discounts of 40 to 60% off the original prices. It's hard to leave your house these days without crossing paths with one of COVID-19's more appealing legacies, the lockdown puppy. Signs that pet ownership increased during the pandemic are positive for stocks like Chewy. Nestle's pet care division was its top performer over the past 9 months through September, growing sales 10.6% compared with the same period a year ago. Sales of General Mills' premium Blue Buffalo brand increased 18% in its latest quarter. Yes, we've been eating a ton of snacks during the pandemic, but Albertson says customers are also visiting its stores to stock up on fresh items, be it meat, produce, or even flowers. The grocer says shoppers increased their average spend on fresh items compared with 2019 and continued to visit stores over 2 times a week. Albertson's also encompasses the Safeway, Jewel Osco, Star Market, Vons, and Tom Thumb chains. And CES has closed out its first virtual conference, and rather than the usual focus on bringing people together, it showcased ways tech can keep us apart and safe. Retailers have already shifted toward cashierless touchscreens now. Hand tracking and virtual displays could remove all physical contact. Augmented reality is also infiltrating all corners of online activity, enabling you to try on virtual clothes or view a sofa in your own living room before actually buying it online. Mark?
What? How could you do that? You just imagine sitting on it?
Well, you can somehow put that sofa in a picture of your living room and see how it looks.
Yeah, you know, I've got to Window World will let you do that on their website. Like you can take a picture of your house and you can kind of model what their windows might look in it. But with a sofa, that you can't. I mean, you have to sit on a sofa.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You definitely want a comfortable sofa. No matter how good it looks, if it's not comfy, it's useless.
That's true. I have trouble figuring out colors online. I think it's really hard to get the exact color.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To get it to match. Good point. Yeah. Jennifer, have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, if I'm going to be a couch potato, that couch has got to be comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that tool seems good for people that are designing a decorative living room or something that you don't expect people to lounge in, because you do want to check those couches out hard when you're when you're shopping for
a
couch.
If it's just about the look for something specific and you don't plan on using it, fine, but that's not my kind of house. I don't want a museum. I want my stuff useful.
If I had enough money, I might have a room that was a museum, but for now all my rooms are functional.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to joke about a relative's house like that, where there was nowhere in the house to get comfortable because there were so many antiques.
And you're sitting on plastic to protect the couch.
It crunches when you sit down.
Sitting on antiques, though.
Does anybody still do that plastic over the furniture? I remember growing up, that used to be a thing that
was definitely
grandmas
a thing.
Would do. Like, yeah. You'd have couches covered in that plastic.
I don't think anybody under 90 does that.
Right.
My grandparents-in-law used to, God rest their soul, used to have their living room couch was covered in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you were gonna do. Don't touch that.
I'm like, why do you have these things in your house then? If I'm not allowed to sit on it or touch it, it probably shouldn't be in the house.
Yeah. I don't know what it protected. I guess it was just making the couch look better for longer, but it just wasn't comfortable.
No, you'd get sweaty.
You squeaked when you sat down, you get sweaty.
Your legs would stick to it. You'd have to peel yourself off.
It's awful. You know, this story caught my attention this morning, not because I watch the NBA, because I don't. My son does. But I watched with some interest the last couple of days, because there was a big trade where a guy named James Harden got traded to the Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's all excited because he's going to be playing with Kevin Durant and these other NBA all-stars, and they're supposed to be really good. Remember when LeBron James went from Cleveland, he left Cleveland, and all the fans started burning his jerseys, and they suddenly hated LeBron because he dared to leave their team. Well, in Houston, where James Harden played before, he had just invested in a restaurant called 13, which is his jersey number, and it hasn't even opened yet. But the minute they announced that he was being traded, people went on Yelp and started doing reviews of the restaurant with some really funny stuff like it doesn't quite have that championship taste. Started strong, but really disappointing ending to the meal. I brought a very attractive young lady on a date, and the owner started throwing dollar bills at her. When I asked him to stop, he said swag and with an eye roll, and then he left to open a pizzeria. Because, of course, he's going to New York, so they're slamming the Nets. Mm-hmm. Trash, just like him, somebody put on the review. I mean, they are being brutal to this guy's restaurant, which he's still going to open. He's still planning on opening it, but he's going to be playing in a different town now. So yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
I'm not sure that restaurant's going to survive. Sports fans are vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When they think they've been wronged.
In that place.
No.
Well, when Pujols left, he had a Pujols 5 restaurant over there in Westport, and it eventually had to change names.
Yep.
Yeah.
So even I think the statue of him's still over there out front.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think most of St. Louis ended up, I mean, I guess there was
but
still
the draw
that
to the restaurant goes away.
The draw, it does, you're not going to walk in there and see but Albert probably.
Pujols
yeah.
got some forgiveness, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, quick break here. We come back. I do want to tell you about that story about a local city council that is warning their police not to use the blue line, the Blue Lives Matter symbol in any way, shape, or form, declaring that it's somehow white supremacist. Related. We're going to get to that when we come back.
Unfortunately, as you all just mentioned in item number 9, 2021 has opened with a shocking display of domestic terrorism in our country. This is why I do find it very unacceptable to see the Blue Lives Matter flag prominently displayed on the Maplewood Police Officers Association Facebook page. Last week's on the Capitol proves once again that this flag has never been about supporting law enforcement. It serves as another vehicle to assert and maintain white supremacy. It's used by far-right, violent, racist groups similar to those we saw storm the Capitol last week.
Have you ever heard such garbage from a snowflake in your life? Ugh. This was a resident of Maplewood named Joshua who
somehow got a couple of minutes on the Maplewood City Council meeting earlier this week. It's all up online. You can go there and look for it yourself. During the public comment session, he's mad that police might support the Blue Lives Matter or the symbol that represent Blue Lives Matter with the blue line right through the middle of a flag.
And obviously anybody that supports law enforcement is a white supremacist.
Yeah. And shocking news that a police department might support Blue Lives Matter. I mean, yeah. it's absolutely shocking. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem for Maplewood is that it's on the Maplewood Police Officers Association website. It's not the city's website. It was a police union website where they talk about officers that have died in the line of duty and other issues like that. It's pathetic what some of these snowflakes try to do to common sense in this country. And I mean, honestly, if you live in Maplewood, you need to voice your opinion on this, because the Maplewood mayor, Barry Greenberg, took that guy completely seriously and went out and did his own Google search. And apparently on Wikipedia decided that he agreed with this guy. Go to cut 26.
When I looked it up, the first thing that came up was right wing, you know, that they had a political agenda that wasn't necessarily the support of the police. So if we want to make a statement as a council that, you know, that we don't, you know, necessarily condone the use of the blue, you know, references to Blue Lives Matter, you know, I'm willing to do that.
So that's what they're going to do in Maplewood. They're going to come up with some sort of resolution condemning Blue Lives Matter. I wonder if they did that for Black Lives Matter.
Exactly. I had a girlfriend that was at Schnucks the other day, and this is not a knock on Schnucks necessarily, but the Schnucks locally had all of their employees were wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts.
Yep.
And
I've read that. There wasn't a Black Lives Matter, but it was another phrase or something.
And
along
Black Lives
those
Matter.
Lines.
Absolutely. They absolutely matter. But if we're going to talk about fringe elements of certain groups, I mean, one can be mainstream and the other can't.
Right. As we saw at the Capitol last week, there are people in every group and resource that have alternative opinions and goals. Mm-hmm. And you just can't label the whole organization. You just can't. You can't do it. That's a shame. Hey, by the way, we talked a little bit about this the other day, that Illinois police reform bill that passed the House. It's now headed to the governor. You won't believe what some of the crap was they were trying to do in this thing. Among other things, take away qualified immunity from police officers. They ended up eliminating that from the final version of the bill. But one police chief said it's going to make it impossible to hold suspects in custody. It prevents the use of force in almost all situations, including those which are life-threatening. This is going to change policing in the state of Illinois. I feel sorry for you if you live over there, but your House and your Senate and your governor are selling you out in the name of political correctness. It's a shame. It really is sad. 314-241-9797. We come back. My friend, former state senator Jim Lemke, is going to join us to talk about some of the agenda items and the goals for the conservative caucus down in Jeff City this coming legislative session. And we'll get to our winter warm-up ticket giveaway at about 7:35.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.